Philbin's son.
Mm-hmm.
The one that was mentioned in the article?
Yes.
The one with the legs?
Right.
He's on the phone right now.
Okay, very good.
Hello, Danny.
Danny, go ahead.
Danny Philbin.
Danny, are you there?
Hello?
I guess he hung up.
Well, let me go back and try it again.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Danny doesn't seem to be hearing us.
He's gone. Okay. Well, if you're out there, call us back.
Danny. Is Danny's middle name Gavin?
Hello?
There he is.
There he is.
Hello.
Hello. Well, that's what it was. We were saying Danny.
Yeah.
He didn't get it.
Didn't get it. Here is...
Hi, Danny.
Here is Regis.
No. Hello. It's the robot.
This is Regis Philbin's son, Danny.
Danny, can you...
Hello. How
are
you doing?
A birth defect left Danny with useless malformed legs, which are amputated.
Why are you all doing that? This is Rena Stillman from the show. How are you doing, Daughter Mike?
Danny, can you roar like a lion? You're a monster.
Of course, everybody. Listen, it's time to let the cat out of the bag. This is really... Tom Gavin the Monster. Tom the Monster.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Tom. This is not, in fact, Regis Philbin's son. This is Tom Gavin.
I really thought it was Regis' son.
Tom the Monster.
How you guys doing?
Now, the important thing is, how are you doing, Tom?
Good. I'm doing fine.
Good. Hey, Tom, how would you like to take a sex quiz?
Good. Go ahead. Do it.
All right. Tomorrow we're going to be giving the sex quiz. Did you know that we have now three girls working on the show? We have, of course... Toya.
Yes.
We also have Beth.
Yes. Beth. Right. Yeah, the redhead.
The fiery redhead.
Right.
And Lisa.
Lisa.
And tomorrow, both Beth and Lisa will be taking sex quizzes on the show.
So very good.
I'll come in and...
No.
That's okay. No, you're not coming in, Tom.
I'll do it on the phone.
All right. Here is the Tom Gavin sex quiz. Tom, have you ever had sex while menstruating?
No.
Tom, have you ever had a gay experience?
No.
Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
No.
Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
No.
Have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
At the Don and Mike Las Vegas style show.
No, you didn't.
No,
you didn't.
No, you didn't, Tom.
You never have done that.
No.
Right. No.
Okay, God.
Do you know what I mean when I said J-O?
What's that?
Do you know what it means when I said have you J-O'd in front of others?
Do you know what the term J-O means?
What does that mean, Mike? What does that mean?
You don't know what it means, Tom?
No.
The initials J-O?
Oh, job.
No.
No?
Yeah.
Hold on. It means, I'll tell him. It means, can we say, with J-O we can...
Yeah,
it means to masturbate, Tom.
Yeah, masturbating to other people, no.
Okay. Have you ever had sex with more than one partner?
No.
Have you ever had sex in a public place?
No.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
No.
Have you ever had sex in the no-no spot?
No.
And what is your total number of sexual partners?
None.
You've never had sex?
Nope.
This would be, I believe, the first perfect score we received.
Yes. Bravo, Tom.
Am I not wrong? Didn't he?
All knows.
All knows. Nine of them.
You're a saint, Tom.
Yep.
And a zero.
Hi, Tommy.
How you doing?
Yeah, zero.
Yeah. Have you ever J-O'd at all, Tom?
No.
You've never J-O'd?
No.
You must have.
No, I haven't.
Can you?
What?
Can you?
What's that? I mean...
Can you J-O?
No.
Why?
Because...
Oh, dear.
Why?
Oh, I'm scared.
Why can't you J-O?
I'm scared.
Blank, it's too fat. I can't get to it.
What's too fat? Now, Tom, I had to delete that out. Tom, you can't use that word.
Oh.
You have to use the medical term for it.
Your thing.
Your thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, using the new term, say it again so everybody can hear it. Why can't you masturbate?
Because it's too big and too small.
It's too big and too small.
Boink.
Did you say boink?
Blank.
Blank?
Yeah.
Match game.
I'm confused.
He's playing the match game.
So you're unable to physically?
Yeah.
How can it be too big and too small, Tom?
Because I can't reach it.
Oh, you can't reach it.
I see.
Oh, because your stomach's too big.
Yeah, like everybody else's.
Yeah.
No, I don't get that, Tom.
But you can't reach it, so you don't do it.
Yeah.
Have you ever had an orgasm?
Yes, I have.
How did you manage that?
Someone did it for me.
Oh, okay.
So somebody J-O'd you.
Yeah.
Who was that?
One of my old girlfriends.
One of your old girlfriends. Good. So you have had a sexual experience.
Yeah.
What a mess that must have been.
Yeah, it was a mess.
I can only imagine, Tom. A mess of gargantuan proportions.
This has been fascinating talking about your activities, Tom.
Tom, have you ever had intercourse?
No.
No, the answer to that was no?
No.
Would you like to have intercourse someday?
Yeah.
How old are you, Tom?
40.
40.
So you'd like to?
Yes.
Would you like us to maybe send you out to the Mustang Ranch? Of course, the Mustang Ranch isn't in existence anymore.
Out of business.
Oh, the Mustang Ranch out of business?
Yeah.
Yes. How do you spell Mustang?
M-A-S-T-I-N-G.
Perfect.
This Mustang. This woman who did this for you?
What?
This woman who did this thing for you? How long ago did that event happen?
Last year down in Springfield.
Last year in Springfield. Well, that was very nice of her. Would she ever do it again for you?
No, she's gone and got married.
She got married. Mm. She must be a lovely lady.
How did you get her to do that for you?
I met her down at Springfield Mall, and she took me back to her house.
And did that for you?
Yep.
Did you ask for that, or did she just do that on her own?
She just did it on her own.
Really?
Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Did you want her to do it again?
No.
Why?
He doesn't understand.
Why?
Of course he wanted her to do it again.
Because she's married.
Well, she's married now, yes. But, I mean, right after she did it, Tom.
Didn't you want her to do it again?
Yeah.
And did she ever do it again, or was it just that one time?
Just that one time.
Did you have to pay her?
What?
Did you have to pay her?
Nope.
And was that the first time ever?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Did she wear gloves?
No.
Did she wear, like, baseball gloves?
No.
Raincoat. What did she have her clothes on?
No.
Really? What did she have on?
Nothing.
Wow.
Really?
Were you naked?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm. Were you in your chair?
No. I was in the bed.
You were in the bed?
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
Who's the celebrity that this lucky lady most resembles, Tom?
Mary Tyler Moore.
Wow.
Very lucky man. Hey, way to go. That's a good quick answer. And hey, kudos to Tom Gavin for that quick answer.
Thank you,
most of our contestants would come up with a celebrity resemble that.
Would that be Mary Tyler Moore as she looks today?
Yes.
Okay. Very good.
Beautiful. Thank you.
We have our answer.
Tom, thank you.
We're walking
How
on
you
air.
Cold on, Don? I heard you needed some...
Claritin.
Claritin. It's for allergies and Tom.
For allergies.
You're doing much better.
Did you get it?
Oh, I got it. It works fantastic. I love Claritin.
You know, I got stuff here if you want some.
No, that's okay, Tom. You keep it for yourself.
How's everybody doing? When is the next Las Vegas style show?
On May 3rd.
At your house.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
May 3rd.
Watch it.
May 3rd.
Watch it.
But before we let you go, you have to roar like a big bad monster.
All right. Thank you, Danny Philbin.
Bye, Danny.
Well, there you go.